Yes, sir. I'm calling from Maple Heights, Ohio.
Yes.
And I got your number from out at Cleveland Hopkins Airport.
Okay.
As I called the airport for what I saw, I guess it was about, for what it's worth, about 12:45 is when this happened. My wife just got back from, dropped my boy off from school, and she says, come out of the house and says, hurry up, look outside. So I looked outside, and it was a jet airplane. And I told my wife, I said, well, it's just a plane, you know. And what I didn't see, for a couple seconds anyway, that there was something behind the plane. It appeared to be, from my line of vision, about 500 to maybe 1,000 yards or so behind the plane. And it appeared to be a silver disc, for what it's worth. And I saw it for about maybe 7 or 8 seconds. And then I ran to the car to get my camera to take a picture of it. And then when I got back, it had already turned to the north. The plane was going west toward Cleveland Hopkins Airport. And whatever the object was, went after a distance after it went west behind the plane. It veered off north and went north.
Okay. Now, was this a commercial airliner?
Yes, right, uh-huh.
Okay, now, how big was that object in relation to the airliner?
In relation to the plane, I would say it was about a third, possibly a quarter to one-third the size of the aircraft.
Okay, and it was definitely silver?
Yes, definitely silver.
Was it reflecting light at all?
It appeared to be.
Okay.
Reflecting the light.
Can you estimate in any way how close it got to the airliner when it was following it?
I can't really say exactly. It appeared to be, like I say, 500 yards to 1,000 yards behind it, but possibly not directly behind it. It could have been further north of the plane as I was looking, because I was looking northwest. So it could have been, you know, more north of the plane, but have the appearance that it was directly behind it.
Okay, now which direction were they both moving?
Both moving west, toward Cleveland Hopkins.
To west, okay. And did this object just veer off and just follow a straight line away?
It followed the aircraft for a while, and then it turned off north. Until I couldn't see it anymore. Because I looked at the plane, I guess, because I told my wife it's just a plane. It must have been about 10 seconds I was looking at the plane. And then I looked behind it, and there was a five-year plane. I'm watching it, and I said, that is not a plane. I possibly could have been watching it for as much as 10 or 15 seconds, actually. And then it hit me. I got to get my camera.
Uh-huh.
Get the son of a gun loaded all the time. And I ran out to the car, and I ran back, and then I looked up, and the plane was way far off west, and the object had already went north.
Okay. Were they quite high?
It appeared to be maybe, I could only guess, at about maybe 3,000 feet.
Okay. Did you notice anything unusual about the surface of this disc, or was it just smooth?
It was just smooth and shiny.
Okay. Do we have your name again, sir?
Sure.
And you got our number from the airport?
Yes, what I did is I called the operator, and she gave me a number. And he was very, very, very nice. He didn't think I was some kind of nut or something. I told him, I said, for what it's worth, you know, I said, this is what I saw.
Right.
He was very understanding. He said, they do get, you know, quite a bit of phenomena on their radar scope.
Okay, sir. Well, we sure appreciate your reporting this. And if we come up with any information on it, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, this is the UFO Network. Is that what that is?
UFO Reporting Center.
Reporting Center.
Right.
Are you affiliated with APRO or anybody like that?
We work with APRO.
Oh, good. I was receiving their, you know, their bulletins and their flyers.
Uh-huh.
And things like that, and reading up on it. So for what it's worth, that's what we saw. My dad saw it also, and so did my wife coming back home from taking my boy to school.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.